For the first time in 27 years, Oakland County has a Democrat as county executive. Dave Coulter was sworn in Monday to serve out the remainder of the late L. Brooks Patterson's term until the end of 2020. Dave Coulter is the former mayor of Ferndale. He resigned from that post Monday and then was sworn in as county executive a short time later, capping several weeks of chaotic political jockeying after Patterson's death from pancreatic cancer. Brand new Oakland County executive Dave Coulter is here with us now. Welcome.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
What was your reaction when your Democratic colleagues told you they wanted to name you executive?
I was pretty surprised, to be honest with you. It's not a position I lobbied or campaigned for. It just kind of happened by, you know, happenstance. And so, you know, I was probably as surprised as all of you were. They started asking themselves, is there somebody out there that could bring us together, that could unify our caucus? Because you have to have all 11 commissioners agree. And if you know politics, it's not easy to get 11 politicians, even ones of the same party, on the same page about something.
Indeed.
So I think they started talking among themselves about, is there anybody out there that all 11 of us are comfortable with and feel like would be a good fit for this role? And my name came up in those discussions. They reached out to me to see if I would even be interested. And, you know, the rest is history.
And here you are, the brand new Oakland County executive. So here you are in the job. What's job one for you?
There's two things, actually. So I'll give you one and two. They're sort of simultaneous. We are in the budget process. We're actually well underway in the budget process, and we have to, by law, adopt a budget by the end of September. So Brooks's team had prepared a budget that they have submitted to the Board of Commissioners. The commissioners are in reviewing those and doing their finance meetings as we speak. But a final negotiated budget hadn't been reached. So we still have to finalize a budget that maintains our AAA bond rating and make sure that we're still in good shape there. And then at the same time, you know, just getting the leadership team in place, right? You know, Oakland County is so fortunate to have so many smart and talented people that work here. So it's not a question of me having to fix anything, but we do have to name some people to different positions. Some people have left. So evaluating the leadership team and making sure we got the right people in place, and also a team that reflects the diversity of Oakland County, which is very important to me, is another priority.
The political twists and turns of the past few months in Oakland County certainly have been well covered. How would you describe what went on among county commissioners and others in the administration over these past few weeks?
You know, I guess you could describe it as sausage making, which politics is sometimes described as. It was political. There's no question it was political. But, you know, the law set that up by saying it's a political body that needs to make a political appointment. So, you know, and there's such a, you know, sort of a, I guess I'd say, power vacuum with the loss of Brooks Patterson, which was shocking and to all, you know, and sad for all of us. So it was just a lot that went into it, but it was done, you know, legally. It was done the way the laws called for the executive to be replaced. So there's nothing sort of nefarious about that in my mind. But there's no question that, you know, they ask politicians to make a decision. And sometimes when it's in the light, under the spotlight, it doesn't always look pretty.
Dave Coulter is talking with us today on his first full day as executive. Dave, what do you think will be different about an Oakland County that has a Democrat for its county executive and a Democratic majority on the county commission?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was on the county commission before I was mayor of Ferndale. Mm-hmm. And so Democrats do have different priorities in some ways than Republicans. We all want the same thing, which is, you know, the best for our residents here and to make sure our finances are strong and we have a good team in place. But there are certainly issues where we've disagreed. I have been a bigger proponent of getting more involved in the regional transportation conversations, and that's something I'm very interested in getting more involved in. Regional issues in general, I think it where they make sense and benefit Oakland County, it's helpful for us to be a maybe a more active participant in some of those. So, you know, that's one area in particular that I would point to.
Oh, certainly. And we wanted to talk to you about regional transportation. Everybody knows Brooks Patterson was an intractable opponent of any regional transportation plan. But, man, we were taking a look and realized when the RTA proposal was on the ballot in November 2016, it failed in Oakland County by only 1,109 votes. Do you believe Oakland County voters are inclined to approve a regional transit proposal?
If we come up with a good enough plan and they understand it and they understand how it's going to be paid for and they're confident that the monies that go to it will only go for that, because I think there's always suspicion that if people give government money, they'll somehow use it for something else. If we put a credible plan before the voters that they trust and understand, then I think there's a decent chance it'll pass, and it's ultimately up to them because it's their money. But I think our job right now is to come up with that plan, learn the mistakes from 2016, what didn't people like about that, what made them uncomfortable with it, you know, try to meet those and ask them again. But I'm in favor of asking them again.
Well, certainly, as Mayor Ferndale, I'm sure there was a lot of interest in what would or would not happen with a regional transit proposal. So you've got to have some thoughts. What, in your mind, would you like to see in a plan that would work for Oakland County and bring Oakland County into the fold with Wayne and Washtenaw counties in terms of regional transportation?
Yeah, you know, as Mayor Ferndale, this was an easier discussion. We were all in part because Oakland County's main street, Woodward Avenue, went right through Ferndale. So we saw the immediate benefit of having some kind of improved transit along Woodward, which has always been, I think, part of the discussion. So then you get into the details of how far up does it go. It's easy for people in Ferndale, easier for people in Ferndale to see the benefits of it. But what about the people at the north end of the county that don't feel that they're getting quite the impact from those dollars? Should they be included? I know that's one of the questions.
Sure.
Should we just shrink the footprint? I don't have the answer to that, and I don't have an opinion because I'm, like you said, on my first full day of the job. But those are the kinds of questions that we're going to have to ask ourselves so that we put a plan forward that has the best chance of getting people's support.
You have announced plans before this all happened. You announced plans to run for the state house next year. What if this job goes really well? Are your plans flexible?
I have to look at all of that. It's funny how often since I've been appointed on Friday, how many of the questions have been political in nature versus policy in nature. That surprised me a little bit. So it's dawned on me that I need to make some of those decisions sooner rather than later. But it surprised me, and I've been so busy I haven't given 5 minutes to it. But I will say this, you know, in terms of, you know, running for the state legislature, my number one priority and commitment right now is to be the Oakland County executive. And if that's a distraction from it, then I'd have to make another decision. But I need at least a week or two to get the team in place and pass a budget before we start talking politics.
Well, to the point of what you want to do for the county, Dave Coulter, what kind of mark do you hope that you'll make on Oakland County between now and the end of 2020?
I hope by the end of 2020, people see that we were able to continue the legacy of Brooks Patterson in terms of good government and outstanding financial practices, that was something that we, even as Democrats, were committed to and that we maintained. As I alluded to earlier, I hope that people, whether it was real or perceived, that Oakland wasn't always working well with its neighbors, that they see that we are an honest partner at the table and an open and willing partner at the table to make regional progress. So I'd like to see that. And then a couple of areas that are of interest to me. One, because I worked at the Children's Hospital Foundation for the last 7 years, is I have an interest in health, especially as it relates to women and children. And I want to look at our health department and making sure that we're meeting the needs of vulnerable populations in Oakland County. And maybe there's some things that we could do differently. And then I guess lastly, you know, economic development. Brooks is well known for having an emphasis on that, and I do as well. I did as mayor. I formed a business council. I talked extensively with our business community. I want to make sure they have what they need. And I want to just kind of relook at that area to make sure that we're doing enough. I love emerging sectors and Automation Alley, and that's all going to stay. But I want to make sure we're doing enough to help entrepreneurs and small businesses and women and minority-owned businesses so that everyone in Oakland County feels like they can participate in the economic success of the county.
Dave Coulter, the new Oakland County Executive, thank you for being with us on Stateside.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.